This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. At a hearing later today, officials from New Hampshire Fish and Game will propose new rules banning drones, smart rifles, and live-action game cameras in hunting. Officials are trying to regulate these so-called emerging technologies, saying they're not appropriate or ethical. New Hampshire's not the first state to tackle the issue. Kristen Schmidt is an outdoor journalist who writes about hunting, wildlife, and agriculture and has written about the topic, and she joins Morning Edition now to talk about her reporting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kristen, for those not familiar with the issue, can you explain exactly how a drone is used in hunting?
In some cases, drones are used by, you know, to track invasive species like feral hogs, and I would say that that's a positive use of the technology. But with regard to using them for hunting, a lot of people, you know, they feel that it eliminates some of the sportsmanship and takes away the fair chase, especially if someone can send a drone 10 minutes ahead of them into the woods so he knows where to go to hunt. And, you know, just having that technology, you know, at your fingertips, it makes you wonder what the future implications might be. And I think, you know, it's due to the influx of drones in civilian hands that the move by the state and fish and wild, you know, state fish and wildlife officials to ban them is more of a preventative than a reactionary issue.
What do hunters that are using this technology have to say in defense of it? Are they saying this is just like having, say, a hunting dog?
A lot of them are, you know, comparing it to having a trail cam and using it for scouting, saying that, you know, they're using it to take video and to see who's out there. You know, some farmers are even using them to, you know, do crop monitoring and land management so they can see even how many deer might be on their property. And so, I mean, it's a funny he said, she said kind of debate between those that are kind of worried about what this type of technology can do versus, you know, those that think it's harmless and used for scouting.
How common is this type of a ban that New Hampshire is proposing? What's the argument against using those drones?
A lot of the states who want to ban this type of technology, it's because they're looking at the future implications of it evolving, not necessarily looking at what is currently on the market. New Hampshire is not the only state that seems to be, you know, aware of this technology and want to ban it. Colorado, Montana, Alaska, and Wisconsin have all passed laws or rules that ban the use of drones and smart weapons for hunting and fishing.
So there are the drones, and then there's the so-called smart technology in hunting, specifically smart rifles that you alluded to and live-action game cameras. So what are those? What are smart rifles? How do they work?
Well, a smart rifle is essentially a gun with built-in Wi-Fi. It can adjust for wind, animal movement before it fires automatically. Manufacturers say that it can hit targets at 1,800 yards. It can move up, moving, you know, targets that are moving up to 30 miles per hour. It transmits real-time images to cell phones or computers. And it's kind of a tricky thing, I think, to get involved with, able to look at hunting and setting up your gun with the mentality of playing a video game.
So states are taking action against these as well?
They are. Again, it's those same states that I mentioned. And it seems to be lumped together with the drone and live-action game cams that you mentioned, basically trying to put some restrictions on these, you know, technological advances.
Kristen Schmidt is an outdoor journalist who writes about hunting, wildlife, and agriculture. She joined us to talk about drones and so-called smart rifles in hunting. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Oh, thank you.